With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network. Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
I'm Dusha.
Hey, I'm Gemma.
Hey, Gemma's back.
Yeah. She came back so Dusha could apologise for dying.
Yeah. Exploding.
How Good's Footy. I don't know.
Well, I know. It's real bad. So just straight off the top, something we need to address.
Oh.
Yeah. So
Josh Walker got delisted.
Oh, no. Wally Buzzer got delisted, but picked back up again by Port Adelaide.
Oh, good on him.
On you, Kenny.
I love second chances.
Oh, second chances for maligned forwards and cult heroes at clubs are really good.
Who'd Sydney pick up second chance forward?
Sam Gray.
Sam Gray.
Beautiful.
Is that all the second chance forwards?
I think so. Dusha, what do you got?
Well, so our second chance forward, the one that already was on a second chance.
James Stewart.
No. So
Jake Stringer.
No. So Mitch Brown got delisted. He
stopped the episode.
As of the time of recording, no longer plays AFL.
You okay?
No, and I'm not ready to talk about it, so let's move on.
Okay.
Gemma, how are you?
I'm great. There's so much AFLW stuff happening.
Yeah, like heaps. It was building to it because of the CBA. Contract. Yeah, the CBA. But then once that was sorted, all the news just exploded out.
Yeah, because they got 2 weeks notice that their preseason was starting.
Yeah, hey, that's like, sick and
fuck
very
quick, guys.
Fair.
The best person throughout the whole period was Wooshner posting that tweet being like, oh no, an Instagram photo of her like running laps being like, love the fact that I still don't know when the preseason for the national competition starts yet, and it's November soon.
Yeah. Oh,
what happened with the CBA? What was the end? Like, it ended up being 98%, yeah?
So people keep reporting it as a pay dispute when that's not actually what it was. It was about a whole bunch of different things, and I'll try to keep it short and very clear. But the CBA was about 3 years worth of rights that they had, timings for things, pay times, so when they were guaranteed to get their first paycheck, training times, length of season, a whole bunch of stuff, including being able to use the best change rooms at the ground when they're the only ones playing at that ground, shit like that, that they weren't allowed to do.
Mm.
So they were fighting for 60 things, and the pay was one portion of that, and season length was another portion of that.
Yeah.
And it feels that they got almost everything else that they wanted other than length of season and
pay.
The pay one is a bit tricky because you'll see that there's an increase in pay and each player, yes, their increase has happened, but whether that's an hourly rate is questionable because the season is longer and the total player payments across the season will obviously increase as well with four new teams and with the preseason being a bit longer and all that sort of stuff. So they do get an increase in pay, but they're also putting in more time. Anyway, it wasn't a pay dispute, but I'm glad that they pushed back on it. So they got all those other things that they should have had. So the way the media reported was really disappointing, how it was like these are antagonists and everyone should attack them, and the AFLPA didn't handle it very well either.
They even admitted that they didn't handle it very well
but
later.
They admitted it privately, yes, and then it leaked out. Yeah. Whereas they kind of threw the four players that were encouraging the no vote under the bus early on to the media. So it was very much hate these women instead of supporting them, who then their whole role is to support those women and find the solution rather than throwing them under the bus and supporting the AFL. So
yeah,
that was super disappointing.
There were whole teams too who had backed their players in. Like, I know that there was
four teams got a majority no vote.
Yeah.
Carlton, Geelong, GWS and St Kilda.
And all four.
Those were the four like leaders of the no vote.
Meg so, Mack, yeah.
Pepper Randall, Meg Mack, Darcy Bessio and Kat Phillips. So good on them because their push got them more rights for everyone.
Yep.
It's just the confusion happens is their season finished in April. Why did it happen in September and
yeah,
October?
It's
like
done.
Why wasn't it done in June, July? You know, like.
Was it related to the CBA for the men's comp at all?
Nothing to do with the CBA for the men's comp. And the fact that your mate, Patrick Dangerfield, who is the head of the.
Oh, man, attacked again!
Your best friend.
Hey, he's never winked at me. I beat him at swimming. And if anything, he's my arch rival in the pool.
You beat him at swimming.
Have you played.
I'm not sure if you've told this on air. Like, I know this one, but I don't think you've actually mentioned it in the episode.
I've never heard this.
What are you talking about, Tom?
Look, are we gonna go to Tom's pool related football stories
again,
for another
yes.
week?
We
I was wearing a cap.
Good. Which one?
It was that
the $25 silicon one, wasn't it?
No, boys.
Does Hattie Dangerfield wear?
No, $4 cheapie.
$4 cheapie because it was a school cap, and I went to a public high school.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So did Patty go to the same school?
No, he went to Oberon. So you know, have your like swimming sport carnival. So I could swim. You have a swimming sports carnival at school.
Are you pretty good at swimming, eh, Tom?
Yeah, yep. Could not can.
Yeah, could. Not anymore. I haven't. I'm going to join a pool now that I've moved near one. But so if you do well at like your school sports, you then go on to like the district and then the Western zones and whatever.
Inter-school sports, Tom.
Yep. So it was then one after inter-school sports, so which was the zones.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the year that he had been drafted to Adelaide. So it was that year where Adelaide let him finish his schooling in Geelong and then move to South Australia.
Yep.
So he was playing footy, and I beat him in the 100-meter freestyle.
Did you win?
I did.
Oh, did he come second?
He did.
Oof.
Beat him by a body length too.
Oh, that's big.
So did you stand on the podium next to him?
Yes.
Above him?
Yes.
And he's older than you?
Yep.
Do you reckon he remembers you?
No.
It's a pretty big effort, Tom.
It's a pretty good effort. I was a pretty good swimmer.
Well done, Tom. That's wild. Yeah.
That's my only claim to fame.
It only took 5 minutes for you to talk about fucking swimming again.
So, if anything, he's not my friend.
He's your rival.
We're enemies.
And just with the CBA, it can kind of be, if you had to like break it down into the most simple terms, it was that because it was a 3-year CBA, they brought it in way too late and it tried to cover way too much stuff with pretty much no notice was where a lot of the issues were coming from.
The transparency
from, right?
of things was not yeah. there, and that's what the players wanted. But the like Dangerfield caused more problems than it was worth.
On by, your party.
As he's like the player representative or the
he's
president.
He's the president
of
the Players Association. Yep.
Yep.
And when
and Phil Davis are co-presidents.
No, I think it's just him, isn't it?
Nah.
Anyway, well, he is far more vocal. But when the men were striking threatening to strike in 2016, they were like, "Yep, we'll strike. We won't play preseason. We'll do this, do that. If we don't get our CBA the way we want it." And then with the women, he just kind of threw all the women under the bus and effectively said they deserved what they got and they should just take it and move on. And he was on Twitter just retweeting anyone that supported the AFLPA without saying anything on Twitter, just retweeting them all. And it was a terrible look.
Especially considering one of the most vocal people against the CBA
is for his club.
Is for his club.
And an All-Australian at his club.
Reigning best and fairest of his club.
Yeah.
That's why he's a bit of a flog top and people are starting to not like him.
No respect.
He's
arrogant. Look, I guess would be the word.
Yeah.
Hey, Patty, if you're listening, come meet me at the pool, mate.
He's fashion now.
The look of glee on Sean's face. Just there.
Give me an 80 meter head start.
Oh, yeah. If he ever wins a premiership, he'd be like, "Look at me now, Tom." Don't worry though, that won't happen.
Tom, if you put a HSP in front of him and a HSP in front of you, I reckon you'll smoke him.
Fucking yeah, I would. Absolutely.
Look forward to all of our international letters being like, all right, I've got a handle on AFL terms. What is a HSP?
Jeremy, you mentioned the change rooms before. What's the change room situation? What happened with that?
So they weren't getting priority access to the better change rooms at the grounds that they were playing at, even if they were the only ones playing at those grounds.
These are smaller venues. How many change rooms do they have?
They were getting the lesser options of everything at every ground.
Is the, with the exception of a couple, though, because I know the Adelaide Crows men's and women's teams have their own rooms that are at Adelaide Oval.
But that's at Adelaide Oval, not at the game, not at the places they're actually playing at.
And Geelong, I'm pretty sure they all use the same rooms.
Geelong have been actually really good, except for Old Mate Dangerfield. But Geelong.
Gaz said anything about it?
No, he was very quiet because he doesn't allow to talk anymore. Or he gets in trouble.
Because he's good.
Tommy Stewart would have been good because he's one of their fucking coaches.
He got married recently.
He did get married.
Congratulations to Tommy Stewart.
Yeah. Good on him.
Yeah, my husband and I are very happy.
How many husbands have you got now?
Oh, so many.
You got to let Phil Davis go.
No.
He's number one.
How dare you? He's number one on his jumper and number one in my heart.
Jim, I want to know, can they – so the terms they've set for next season – can they then renegotiate again, or is it locked in for 3 years?
So the reason there was such a pushback on this one is because it's for 3 years. Mm. So whatever they put in place in this CBA was going to run for 3 years. So they didn't want to concede stupid things when it was going to there was going to be another 3 years. They had to accept it. So season length, as much as it's frustrating they don't play each other once and it's conferences and all that stuff, you can understand why they want to keep it short. Like, you can understand it, but there's no reason for them not getting the priority changing rooms. There's no reason for them not having 4 months notice for when their season is starting.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for those things. Whereas the length, you can kind of talk your way around it. But it's interesting how in this whole negotiation, how much the power the broadcasters have. And when the broadcasters are still happily paying men who don't give a shit about women, it becomes very apparent that the wrong people have too much power over the women's national league.
Yeah.
I mean, we've watched Gil McLaughlin and the hierarchy of the men's comp destroy themselves. This is the thing that is insane to me, right? Is that footy, like, you don't need to do much to market it. It's so easy. In any other industry, they would have gone bankrupt because the whole thing would have tanked. If they were running anything else other than a widely popular, hugely accessible sport, they'd be fucked. Like, if they were running, like, I don't know, a gaming company or a book or a film or a TV show, they would have run it into the ground because people would have got so sick of the insanity of the shit they were trying to pull.
And because they don't hold a monopoly in that industry.
Correct. Whereas they are the industry. It's
they can kind of do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want.
And that's what the problem is.
Mm-hmm. Although, so they've got all the things, the strange things got resolved with the exception of pay and season length. Is that the only two outstanding
pay factors? They got more clarity on.
Yep.
So there was more of a breakdown over the next 3 years and what each individual player would be, like the change would be on an hourly rate, I believe. So they got clarity. They didn't get more money, but they got clarity on it, which is what they wanted. They didn't get the season length, but they got, I think, pretty much everything else. And I think the 98% vote as compared to 70 is like apparent there that they got a lot of the stuff they were fighting for.
Yep. And at least, I mean, when you have entire clubs that are like closing ranks and not closing ranks, but are closing around and
taking
supporting
a stand. Yeah.
Standing with the players that are kind of the lead of that.
Yeah.
Outspoken. So, you know what I mean? But that lead group who are saying, no, this isn't okay.
And it was interesting to see, and this isn't to throw women under the bus because you've got to support the league as a whole, but it was interesting to see the players that came out and publicly were like, we support the AFLPA, blah, blah, blah. A lot of them were players that have a lot of other advantages that not lesser high-profile players get.
Yep.
So it was easier for them to come out and say, yeah, I support it because I'm going to get all this stuff anyway.
Yeah.
As like Aaron Phillips and Wushner and players like that because they have a name, they have a profile. But the girls that are just being drafted and people like that, they get dick. Like, they get nothing. So they're the people that you have to fight for the next 3 years because they're going to get stuck in a situation where they get nothing for 3 years just for the love of the game, and that's not good enough anymore.
It's I did like on that. It is very interesting that there was the player who was drafted to Carlton with their first or set like one of their early.
Wasn't
picks.
Carlton? It was the Western Bulldogs. And
thank
it's
you,
Nell Morris Dalton.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, I'll go on strike.
Yeah, she's like, a Darabin Falcon.
If you needed me to, I absolutely would.
Yeah, I'll go. No, she said she'll go to court with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
bring it on. It's like, oh, that's a good attitude to have. Big yeah. fan of that. Attitude.
Yeah, it seems really, really, really nasty to be organizing a 3-year CBA now. This year, like, it's intentionally trying to crush
yeah.
the AFLW. Not necessarily, it's kind of like, not necessarily from not wanting the AFLW to succeed. It's crushing it from, like, a business point of view because they're like, we can keep, almost like kind of keep profit margins going their way because they can change things outside of the game, but the players are being shit on
yeah.
and the seasons are shorter because now is the time where it's exploding. So the next 3 years, presumably AFLW is going to, I mean, we saw it last season already where there was a huge like lift in just like general support.
Well, the grand final is the evidence of that.
Yeah.
I don't know, ask Kane. Number cruncher man doesn't.
Jesus Christ.
He's the worst. Yes. But yeah, like it is clearly very much on the up and will continue to go up for the next 3 years. It's like the proper explosion of it. So signing a 3-year deal now, it's fair.
It's make or break it in a yeah. way. Yeah. So I'm so glad they pushed back on it.
Yeah, of course.
I'm really disappointed in the way the media covered it, but I'm disappointed in the way media covers fucking everything. So
yeah, Australian media, bad.
Jamie
We've
Barrett,
covered this
bad.
Before.
We have.
Last time you were here.
Don't make me get cross.
Yeah, hey.
I so want to bring up Damien Barrett's terrible article about Joe Danaher right now, but that's not the topic.
Oh, no, bring it up.
It made me sick.
How
what
shit is
the
it?
Fuck?
I shouldn't really comment because I didn't read the whole thing because it made me too angry. But he is literally putting his own thing. Like it's at no point has Danaher spoken to Barrett.
No.
Damien Barrett is like literally saying this is how Danaher was feeling throughout the whole process. And it's like, you have no basis for that because you haven't spoken to him or probably anyone close to him that knows what's going on. It made me sick to read.
Or Sydney or Essendon.
But also, yeah, but also, like, Tomlinson apparently shared it with everyone. But the whole trade period is like, Sydney have failed, and then hardcore going after Sydney. And this whole article, it's like, oh, no, Danaher targeted Sydney. They didn't know that he was trying to get there. He was just feeling them out. They knew last. It's Essendon's fault that he didn't get there. And just moved on. I was just like, so you're wrong? Like you were wrong this whole time? That's a weird apology, Damien.
Can't wait for his sliding doors this year.
Oh,
just
Jesus.
Be hot shots at John Longmire every week when John Longmire goes full Luke Beveridge and is like, hey, Barrett, get fucked.
Well, Sydney did say today that they're going to be more open with the media now.
I can absolutely imagine. Sliding doors round one. Danaher either underperforms or kicks like, or doesn't, either doesn't play slash underperforms or kicks like 4 goals. And I can fucking write his sliding doors now. Be interesting to think what would have the possibilities could have been if Joe Danaher was in fact a Sydney player this year.
Like say Sydney lose by a goal or like Essendon win by a goal. It'll be this whole thing of like, oh, that wouldn't have happened if Joe Danaher was there.
Great Barrett impression.
I absolutely cannot wait for Barrett to choose to sell a column on the back of a young key forward's like mental health situation again, because that'll be really fucking sick.
That's never happened
when
before.
He does it. Yeah,
I can't wait for him to walk down a dark alleyway with Luke Beveridge.
Just a drive by on one of those big ass longboard skateboards. Just takes out his ankles. And then when he's like in the police lineup, all the Bulldogs players are just standing there in the same hoodie with the skateboard being like, no, I'm Spartacus.
I didn't read this article because I knew it was going to make me angry, so I just avoided it entirely.
Oh, it made me so mad, but I read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I was waiting
Fury
for the
reading
apology.
Is good too.
Apology. Anyway,
I'm assuming AFLW. It didn't come. Yeah, AFLW. Sorry, this is an AFLW
No,
episode.
I changed the topic, yeah. But fuck you, Damien Barrett.
That's good.
That's important as well. There's a lot of important things in the AFL media, and that is AFLW get the right coverage, and Damien Barrett, fucking see you in hell, champ.
That's a t-shirt.
That's our next t-shirt.
I would wear that t-shirt
you
every
Damien
day.
Barrett, see you in hell, champ. And the picture is Luke Beveridge on a longboard.
Can you please make that t-shirt?
That is a, yep, that's a promise.
100%. That's a big promise. Let's go.
All right, so we still have conferences, yeah?
We do, unfortunately, but that's how it's going to be for 3 years.
I've got the conferences in front of me.
I could tell you off the top.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, this is what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, they change from year to year.
I just hate them in general.
I will argue, though, that changing them
year to year is better than
changing them year to year is better, and the next two conferences will be a bit better because the teams will largely stay the same each year.
That's not true.
Oh, no.
With so much player movement year to year and four new clubs, you can't predict what's going to happen. Like, Freo were amazing this year. They're going to fall off drastically, but then how do you predict which new club is going to do better? St. Kilda, I think, are going to do better than Richmond.
Yeah.
But who knows? Like, Richmond have the marquee players.
What I love is that Geelong are like, oh, they performed really well last year. It's like, no, we didn't. We did pretty good.
You came second in
Conference B. So
by a considerable margin.
On a full ladder, they were like sixth.
Yeah. But we've been ranked with draft picks and our conference position as though we finished fourth.
Yeah. So the way they've done the two conferences is they've sort of looked at your finishing position within your conference from last season. Is that right?
Yeah, and then
how come they haven't done it as a full ladder? So Geelong are sixth rather than second in conference.
You would think that, but do you want to know the other really great thing about these conferences?
Hell yeah.
That
you're saying that with the gusto that I know that this is, you say good, but you mean bad.
That Conference B is 5 Victorian teams and 2 WA teams. That's what the conference is. So the travel is so lopsided.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
No. I got
and
it
then the
right
other conference is Adelaide, GWS, the 2 Queensland teams, North Melbourne, who are technically Tasmania, Richmond and Geelong.
That is it. Can I just say, that conference is a lot harder.
Yeah, it is.
Just straight off the bat. Geelong will struggle.
Plus, you think of the travel. Yeah, it's going to be difficult to handle, I think.
Do you want me to read out the conferences in the order they are, just because I've got them in my hand?
I mean, go for it if you don't trust me.
No. Actually, I want to do a game. Gemma.
Yes.
Go through the conferences and tell her if we're
right. You've already nailed it because the stats that you just said were spot on.
Yes.
But I just
have you memorized round one?
No.
Oh, that'd be cool.
All I know is that round one of the AFLM, of course, my two teams clash. As in my AFLW team, my AFLM team clash.
And round one of AFLW, me and Gemma square off. Casey Fields.
Hey, we're going to Geelong. Round two or three,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Casey Fields is a hellhole. A shit team.
Whoa!
A team that I hate.
Hey, we'll actually play you guys. We'll have a full conference is ruined.
We don't play Geelong.
We've never played Melbourne.
No.
That's fucking
despite
insane.
Despite the Mel Hickey and Rochelle Cranston factor.
Mike, we probably never will.
Grand final.
No, that would be the only way.
You're not making the grand final.
No.
Melbourne, however. Mm.
All right, Gemma, do you just want to rattle off the conferences then?
Conference B is Melbourne, Western Bulldogs. What?
Well, I mean, usually when there's an A and a B, you don't start with B.
Well, I said A already.
She did say A already, man.
Continue, please.
Melbourne, Western Bulldogs, St. Kilda, Carlton, Collingwood, Freo and West Coast.
Yes. Oh, that is a much better conference to be in.
Yeah, well,
yeah, Melbourne's going to make the finals for the first time.
They are. Melbourne and probably
Carlton.
Carlton, yeah.
Lucy McAvoy, man. Fuck.
Unless West Coast pull a...
West Coast did get a lot of really good players, but it's not like Freo with the 4 like big names all together because they've split them now. Yeah. So they've kind of lessened both of their powers for the first year, I think.
Fun fact about Freo is now 2 of the players got married.
Yeah, so
the
first time both Antonio...
Yeah. It's the first time in the history of the sport that at the elite level
a married couple
playing in the same team.
Imagine one of them gets traded.
Oh, can't wait for that to happen. That'll be sick.
No, that'll be terrible.
Freo would never trade either of them.
True.
They're too important.
They could go as a package.
One of their captains.
Imagine West Coast swoop in, grab one.
Oh.
Imagine.
Divorce.
Bloody hell. Heartbreak.
The first football marriage ends in divorce when the crosstown rival picks up the other wife. It's like, I love you. Yeah, I thought so. It's just like doing the washing takes out some West Coast, like a West Coast. What the fuck is this?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry you had to find out like
this. I've been seeing another club. Oh, man. Can't wait to write some fan fiction. It's going to be good this year.
It's funny because fan fiction is usually like...
No, mine's going to be wholesome as fuck.
No, it doesn't sound wholesome. It sounds the opposite because you've written about a divorce.
Yeah, but you know what? Then in the grand final, one of them's going to... They're both going to like...
Are you speaking English?
Yeah, no, because I have this image in my head.
Do they play each other in the grand final?
They play each other in the grand final. They're both running for the ball and then realize that...
They hug instead of tackle?
Yeah, there's more to love than footy and they walk off the field together.
That's not good, though.
No, that's bad.
And yeah, then come back bad, as an individual team competing as an individual, the Antonios, and they just beat everyone.
How about, like, one of them's in the grand final, one of them's in the stand, they're still fighting, but then, like, in the fourth quarter, she unzips her jacket and she's wearing that team's jumper.
Sean, that's a lot better. You're hired for my fan fiction team.
Tom, yep. Considering you used to have a podcast where you pitched movie ideas, that was horseshit.
Hey, hey, what happened to that podcast, Dusha?
I cancelled it.
Correct. Apparently with good reason.
People are like, why is movie maintenance ended? Yeah, did you hear that idea? That's why.
I got stuck on the image of the Lisa and Bart fighting off in when they're on the opposing sides of the hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Think that
yeah.
into the image of my head? Anyway. That's enough on that. That was just a fun fact that I had, and you can all have to. I'm amazed that, no Melbourne again for Geelong. Like, we just, that's it, you know. So I was going to say we could almost do a full Haggard's footy ladder cup this year.
Well, we don't play Brisbane either.
But do you play North?
Lucky.
But, okay, can we talk about the fact that the opening game is based off the men's traditional rival instead of it being Melbourne Western Bulldogs? It should be Melbourne Western Bulldogs.
Agreed, completely.
Or at least what it was.
No, the Western Bulldogs, Melbourne.
But, yeah, don't make it the same. Like, what's it been the last few years?
The first two years was Carlton Collingwood.
Yep.
Last year was Geelong Collingwood.
Yeah, okay.
And then this next year, it's Richmond Carlton.
It's
like
a joke that from the outset it wasn't Melbourne and the Bulldogs.
I fully agree with you.
It needs to be that every year.
It seems absurd that that wasn't the option.
Well, if they're being idiots and not going to do that, make it the grand final replay.
Richmond as a football club don't need any more of a boost. Do you know what I mean?
Their fixture? That opening game is at Icon Park, but it's their home game.
See, that's
their first ever AFLW game.
Yep.
I don't like it.
Well, no, here's the insane thing, though. Like, it's not even like they're doing a thing where they're going to do, like, a round one doubleheader. Like, you go to the MCG, you watch Carlton-Richmond, and then after that you watch Carlton-Richmond. It's, like, 4 weeks apart. So, like, it doesn't even...
It's idiotic. Like, they could have capitalized on that being one of the doubleheaders, but instead they wanted to make it like the men's, which doesn't make sense.
How many doubleheaders are there?
Three.
Is there a Brisbane-North Melbourne one? Did they end up doing that?
There's... Geelong, GWS Geelong. There's a Freo one. There's a Carlton one, and there's maybe I can't remember what the third one is.
When's the crossover? I think we have North Melbourne in round two.
No, it's later. It's the crossover is like round six or seven for the women.
Yeah, it's round because we've got the Geelong's first game is against the Giants.
I feel like
and that's the first the fourth or fifth round of the women's comp.
Yeah,
I feel like one of the Brisbane ones. Is a double header.
I feel like Brisbane do have a double header. I just can't remember.
Just because the girls, their final game of the regular season is at the Gabba.
Yeah, and that's why.
Yeah.
You're on your phone, check.
And it's like,
I'm looking at the fixture right now.
Brisbane final round.
It's like
Brisbane
12-10.
Versus Kangaroos last, final round. Gabba. Saturday, March 28th.
Might at the Gabba. For that, I think.
That'd be double. Cool. You'll beat both of their teams.
Yep.
Make it into the grand final, mate.
Nah, that's not going
to
happen.
So
I'm bullish.
About Brisbane women.
Yeah, I had a look at the list today. I'm pretty happy with it.
I wouldn't.
Kangaroos play.
That's what you're here for.
Actually, no. I was bullish when I first looked at it. And then about 30 minutes later, I was still thinking. And I was like, I don't know about the forward line.
Jess Wushner and one else.
Who else is going to kick the goal?
I mean, to be fair, she was the only one kicking them last year.
Happy with that midfield.
It's a good midfield.
Well, getting Sophie Conway back is a big plus.
Conway, Anderson, Bates. And then basically, I mean, we'll get to
Bates
that stuff
is
later.
So underrated.
Oh, big time. But we'll talk about Brisbane later, but the majority of the players they picked up are all midfielders. So.
Lily Postlethwaite is going to destroy some people.
Has an amazing name too.
She's tiny and she tackles like a crazy person. She's amazing.
Very exciting. Very fucking exciting.
Break some ribs.
We all know who I'm most excited about in this whole draft.
Roxy Rue?
Roxy Rue. Holy fuck. If this wasn't like a national draft zoned off, she would have gone top five.
Where'd she go? Like pick 10?
12.
And because she's from
Freo, yeah.
Yeah, WA. Now it's... there was a great... someone put a great stat up. Swan.
I know this one. Is it
the one that's like being... Roxy Rue is the second player in the history of the comp to have two X's, an X in her first and last name. The other player is Alex Sexton. And I knew you would know that because it's Alex Sexton.
I think I retweeted and said, I think I have a type.
No.
Yeah.
Do we want to go through?
Yeah, I should have worn my Alex Sexton t-shirt today.
You look like you have something to say though.
No, I was just looking at the fixture.
Oh.
He's very uninterested because his team sucks.
My team rules.
Are you just hanging out for the following season?
It's hard to get. If I barracked for Port Adelaide, say, and I know that there's no team coming, then I would find it easier. But it is hard.
You don't want like full investment because you know you're going to TC on them.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I'm trying to.
That's why I barracked for Brisbane, because I was supporting you. So I could. Well, it was easy to get off.
That's what you should be doing. You should be going for one of our teams until your team comes in.
But I also was very fond of Kangaroos last year. Why? Like, they won me over.
Oh, mate. They're awful. Just do what people do in the NBA. They don't pick a team. Just pick star players. Pick players you love
Emma
watching.
Emma King.
There you go. Done.
I'm a 60. Fuck yeah. That's a huge number. That's too big for a jumper.
It's good. It is good.
Yeah.
That's a good reason to, back her in, too. Not because you're a player, but be like, that jumper's too big.
Good name. Big number.
Are the Bombers definitely in the following?
Yeah, 2021.
Is the Bombers, Hawks?
Yes.
Yeah, they're the last two teams. Yeah. And then once this CBA is done, that's when I think Sydney and Port will enter.
Yeah, because neither of those teams have made a bid.
Sydney's been developing the academy.
Yeah.
So they've got the girls' academy that runs similar to the boys' academy. And they're developing the facilities as well. So they're doing the big Moore Park redevelopment.
Is there
So they have facilities for the women's team.
You watch Sydney roll in and win a premiership in the first
season. It's going to be the best.
And immediately get banned from trading in the women's comp.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed Sydney didn't get banned from trading this year.
If you had picked up anyone of note, like Danaher or one of them, if you had picked up Danaher and then rolled it into Grundy as well, you would have been fucked.
I was waiting for it to happen.
Kicked out of the comp.
Yeah, so Kangaroos just announced they're playing VFLW for the first time. That seems weird.
Well, they've taken over Melbourne Uni.
Ah, okay, that is less weird. Because I was going to be like, it's weird that they managed to get an AFLW team. I know that, again, it's North Melbourne, Tasmania, Kangaroos.
I forgot about Tassie.
Well, they were linked with Melbourne Uni, and now they're taking over their license.
And just renaming it. Are they renaming the...
Yep, VFLW team, yep.
What's their home ground? The AFLW
Arden Street.
Team.
Arden Street?
But so it's not Tassie?
They've got two because they've got that contractual obligation with Tassie.
It's literally split.
It's split.
I'm pretty sure they only play like two games in Victoria or one game in Victoria and the other two home games are in Tassie.
Yeah, and they had to pick up X number of Tasmanian players as well. So Mia King and I can't remember the other one's name. The ones from Tassie.
But that was part of the, I remember that was the reason that got them. So when their last bid went through, the reason that Geelong, North and, were they the only two expansion clubs last time?
Yep.
So the reason Geelong and North got picked ahead of other expansion teams, Geelong were like, we will use talent in the Barwon region. And we've already had, they had spent the 2 years
in the VFLW
building a network of players and support network, and
which is why you'll see that they had very few list changes this off season as well.
Correct. I think we delisted like four players, and one of them retired because she's a doctor.
Or you could do the fucking Gold Coast approach and just steal Brisbane's players.
I mean,
dogs.
There were a few players that left Brisbane the year before and then went back to Queensland to go to the Gold Coast. So I don't know what's going on there.
Scum.
Jamie Stanton.
We lost five players to the Gold Coast.
Well, I mean, good players. Freo lost eight players.
To West Coast.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Is Daisy Pierce
back?
That's going to be huge.
Yep.
Is she captain?
I kind of feel like she's not going to be.
They haven't announced all the captains yet, have they?
No, and Melbourne announced their captains this year really late. But Elise O'Day, I think, will just keep it. If not, it
feels weird to make her captain only because she was out of the game for a year. But I know that happens all the time. But for some reason, I'm just like, nah. The year after, sure. But this year, I don't know why. I have no reasoning for that.
No.
If she was younger, then I think she'd take the captaincy straight back. But she probably might not just want I'll just focus on getting back to being the best.
Because it might be a case of you've done so well, you stay captain, but I'm here if you need somebody
because it's
to.
Yeah. Shelley Scott and Elise O'Day, and then Karen Paxman is vice.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a pretty solid group.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, the Travis Boak approach at Port. He's still there and he still would easily be in a leadership role.
And
he's
Port
not.
Fans fucking hate it, having two captains.
Well, they've technically got...
They won't anymore.
No.
Well, Melbourne don't anymore.
Good. Adelaide won't either. Well, they don't anymore.
Well, no.
Adelaide don't have any players.
Already stepped away from...
Adelaide women have co-captains. I wonder if Aaron Phillips will still be a captain next year.
Now...
Do you think?
Is she playing?
She's listed on their list.
Because there's been like some days it's like she's going to come back and some days she's like, oh, I don't know.
Well, she was vocal about the CBA. I think she intends to play.
Yeah, I think she intends to play and she's been putting up videos of her rehabbing.
Yeah.
The game would be poorer if she didn't play.
I'm more thinking about Chloe Shear. You know how you were saying before about Menzel kicking the three goals and then doing his knee. How about in the grand final? Took that huge mark, perfect kick to Ponta, and then the next play does her ACL.
Is she coming back?
I would be surprised if she made it back for any early part of the season. But because the season is longer, starting a week later.
She's still on the list?
Of course. Yeah. There's a chance she might come back for the back half of the season.
Hmm. Interesting.
If you were Adelaide AFLM team.
Yep.
And Aaron Phillips was fit. Would you be trying to draft her?
Yes.
I would.
Yep, 100%. Matthew Nix's first role should be to
How do we get Aaron Phillips playing?
On another...
Like, she's already in our... Like, she's already in the club. We don't have to recruit her in.
We know that the colours suit her.
Yeah. We know she's very good.
I would... If I was Adelaide, I would seriously open the checkbook and get her to be, like, a senior assistant coach.
Yeah, but Adelaide don't like women coaching, remember?
Adelaide
they
don't
need
like
to change because they're pieces of shit. Like
Well, to be fair, their women's team's very good.
Is she the senior coach of the basketball team in America?
Yeah. Yeah.
They should hire her.
Just as like a development coach or something.
No, like assistants.
Senior assistant midfield.
In the box.
She's such a good footy head. Yeah. Like, you know what? So smart.
I reckon new blood in there, like new way of thinking, they might be open to doing it.
Yeah.
But that's if she wants to come back here and earn less money.
Or.
Well, yeah, she'd be more over there.
Fucking hell.
And isn't her partner American anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't happen, but I think. It's in Adelaide's best interest to be
to
asking
try.
The question.
Yeah.
Coach remotely.
Skype.
You can do both. We just need you working for us and no one else.
It's like when Collingwood had Rodney Eade and they're like, oh, it's just so that you don't work for someone else. It's like, but he's a dumb shit. Why would you do that?
And then they're like, oh, I guess we'll let you go to the Gold Coast. And he, holy shit.
Boy, destroyed Gemma. Them. What?
The conspiracy continues. Eddie tanked the coast.
Eddie
tanked the coast.
He didn't like the draft.
Eddie's
didn't
slowly,
like them getting the draft picks. Didn't like them getting the...
destroying every team.
Holy shit.
Sydney with the trade ban. That was all him.
Bang.
Carlton.
Destroyed
with
Carlton.
Mick Malthouse.
I mean, they've...
Took away Brisbane's extra money.
He's really... Oh, he's going to fuck with Geelong's ability to wear whatever colour shorts they want next year.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Eddie's going to destroy football.
He's going to go after Port Adelaide all year.
The Anzac Day game, he clearly had something to do with the 4-point loss that Essendon suffered because he gave Gill a big kiss.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, be smarter.
He was probably the guy who leaked all the stuff about the CBA.
He probably gave Stephen Dank his merchandise.
Probably then also drove past his house a few months later.
But hey, what about AFLW?
Yeah, sorry, back to actually the good shit. So...
Which team won the draft period? At a first look,
just the draft.
Yeah.
You'd have to say Western Bulldogs purely because they had those four Victorian inside 10 picks. Mm-hmm. And they got some really good players, but I was a little bit surprised that they went with Gabby Newton with that number one pick because then they got Nell Morris Dalton with the number 8 pick. It was surprising that they didn't try to get Patrikios because she could have been the Monique Conti replacement and Morris Dalton could be.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, Mons at Richmond.
Yeah.
Shit.
And Nell Morris Dalton could be the Katie Brennan replacement. So it's interesting how tall they've gone. Mm-hmm. So I'll be keen to see that what sort of strategy they've got going forward.
They've got they're not a tall team though. Like
well, now they are.
Now they are, but even so obviously the issue they had last year in their premiership defense was, I guess, that they couldn't score. So maybe they're looking for more. But, I mean, they've got seven goals Johnson, Brooke Lachlan running around, right? She's still playing for them.
Seven goals Johnson.
Yeah. Hey, she kicked seven goals.
Well, she kicked six and then the seventh one was touched, but they still said it was through, but whatever. And
they got rid of Brennan, so they won't be thugs anymore.
No, correct.
And well, they got rid of Carney, so that's two in 2 years they yep. got rid of.
And although they still have human wrecking ball Ellie Blackburn.
But she's so wonderful.
She is a cannon.
She's the only great person on that team. Everyone else sucks.
That's really harsh.
Yeah, that is harsh, but I still hate the club.
I'm Man. Interested to see how Taylor Harris performs this year, next year, this season.
Well, I think Carlton will do very well.
Because the media pressure at the moment, because she was, unless I'm wrong, I mightn't have seen this, and I'm very well open for this being just blatantly not true. But yeah. She kind of stayed out of the media with the CBA stuff, didn't she?
She was pretty distracted boxing.
Yeah. So the fact
also, she was part of a club that unanimously voted no.
And she's best friends with Darcy Vessier.
Yeah. But there was no like, Taylor Harris did this thing in the media, which is what she put up with all last year.
Mm.
So it'll be interesting to see if now she can just focus on playing football rather than having to make a statement about how Australia's fucked every week. Just to make my point clear there. She shouldn't have to do that because Australia is fucked. Leave her alone.
Yeah. Hey, how dare you?
Love it or leave it, am I right?
Footy-wise, I think-
I'm going to drown everyone.
She'll be similar to what she was this year.
I think she'll be supported by a huge midfield that they've got. Like, yeah. I know they've lost Bree Davy, but I know that this is blasphemy to say, but I think Lucy McAvoy is just going to be- better than Bree Davy. She's a freak. Like, have you seen her highlights?
I have, because I thought she was coming on Geelong, Gemma, but she's not.
Yeah, because you nominated Metro instead. She can play literally everywhere on the ground and be amazing at it.
She made Australian in three positions.
Is that a shot at Geelong then that she nominated that one?
No, she nominated because of uni. She wants to she's moving
to Melbourne for uni.
She heard about the Geelong swimming pool.
Didn't want any of that. She wants to be cap free.
No, but genuinely, they were like, why did she go? I loved playing in Geelong and being in Geelong, but I'm moving because they don't get paid enough.
And she wants to win a premiership.
Just football. Fuck you. Because, hey, we got closer than you did last year.
If the Cats win...
They're not going to. Don't even say it. It's not going to happen.
Does that get a head shave as well?
No.
I think it counts.
It was only Gary Ablett. Okay. It was the men's team.
Okay.
If the women's team.
Oh, yet you
were
able
team,
to throw me under the bus for four different teams.
Hang on.
Exactly.
No, guys. Hey, you ready?
Whoa.
Can I speak?
Whoa.
Can I?
No, I'll tell you. No. I know what he's going to do, you sack of shit. If you're going to try and get the shave out of the way early in the year so it grows back for the wedding.
Sean.
Won't allow it.
I'll do both.
You know
if
what?
Geelong win, I'll do the Gary Ablett haircut. If the Geelong women's team win, I'll do the Rochelle Cranston.
You know what? I've had enough of this.
How would that work for you, though?
Oh, I'll figure something out. I'll get extensions put in one side of my head, shave the other side.
You keep me
I'll basically be Gemma.
You missed the point of the head shave. You can't do a longer hairstyle.
No. I'll literally just do a version of the Rocky Cranston if the women's team
wins. But you don't have the material for that, mate.
Oh, my hair's pretty long. I'll just look like Gemma.
Gemma's hair is longer than yours.
Oh.
If he straightened his hair, I reckon it'd be the same length as mine.
Oh, don't support him, Gemma.
I'm just saying, you guys were all happy to throw me under the bus last week.
Yeah, can we we'll confirm do it again. That? So
I never confirmed this. You guys said it without me here.
Gemma sent me a letter that I burnt. As per her instructions in the letter, please burn this letter so that no one can look for proof.
Gemma, on the record,
I believe I messaged the three of you.
So you get a head tattoo.
No, I said I would get a Melbourne AFLW tattoo if they not
on, your
on
head.
My head.
Oh, I
if
it was
they
head.
Want
on your neck, Dustin Martin style.
I already have a hand tattoo. Aren't I shit enough?
Oh, actually, I was like, actually finish what you were saying because you might answer my question anyway.
Pledge.
Well, the reason I found out that you guys had said this was because my brother sent me a message.
Hey, aren't you meant to be a producer of one of these shows? Shouldn't you be listening to it before you put it to air?
I didn't realize because it was right at the end. I listened to most of it.
Interesting dodge of the question.
Tuned out after the 15th minute of sleep.
Guys, our producer's not supporting us. I'm not signing our CBA.
No, but also, Douche just sent me a message going, you're not going to like this week's episode. You don't have to listen to it.
I didn't say you don't have to listen to
it.
I said
something like that.
I said, you're not going to like, I was like, apologies in advance. You're not going to like this week's episode because it's all about Western. Oh, no, I didn't say Western Bulldogs at first. And you were like, why am I going to hate it? And I was like, oh, it's all about Western Bulldogs. And you're like, why? And I was like, it's an apology. And then you said, no.
I'm not going to listen to it. I listened to most of it. I just didn't. It's in the last 2 minutes of the episode. So my brother sent me
a
message.
That's where we hide all the secret stuff.
My brother sent me a message with the episode and just said, I volunteer, or I put, I'll shave my head in Melbourne flag on your behalf. Yeah.
So that's confirmed. He's pledged.
He's he has, but I'm not doing any sort of head shave. I will happily get a Melbourne women's
head tattoo.
Not a head tattoo.
All right, face tat.
No.
Mike Tyson.
Neck tat?
Neck tat?
I'll get the other hand.
Well, yeah, no, that was gonna be my sincere question. Yeah. I was like, because obviously you feel so passionately about Melbourne women's team, would you consider getting the Melbourne logo on your other hand?
It would have to be clear that it's women's.
Yeah, yes. I guess because...
Yeah. What you should get.
Could you get like a W on? Oh, no, that'll probably look dumb as hell.
I'll work something
Pierce's
out.
Pierce's face over your face.
No, my favourite players are future captains of the club.
Or fringe players.
You know, no. I was talking
They're
about,
not fringe players.
I wasn't saying Daisy Pierce. I was
That's
saying
only for the men.
The Ruckman Pierce.
She is going to destroy the Lauren Pierce.
Lauren Pierce.
She's
going to
destroy the competition.
Yeah, get her face tatted over
your
face.
You know, she's been doing footy full time this year. VFLW, and she's been training with Greg Stapp. Notice how much I ignore you. She's been training.
I didn't.
Hey, Sean, if Brisbane win,
when she's been training with Greg Stapp, and she's going to be amazing, just so you all know.
I'm so excited.
She's going to get Australian again.
I'm so excited for AFLW this season, just because it's going to be the same as last year, where you're going to see again another huge step up in talent. Because, hey,
I thought you were going to say something completely different there. So, all good. Keep going.
I'm interested to think what you thought I was going to say and then how offended I was going to be.
No, I was going to be offended.
Yeah, but you clearly thought I was going to say something fucked, which is then a poor reflection of me.
Hey, we're not signing that CBA now.
Anyway, I'm excited because, again, it's another year of more academy players coming into the game that have been playing AFL since they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Matty Prespakis style.
Yeah, rather than just...
Cross-coders.
Yeah. Rather than players that were like told at 14, like, hey, you might as well just stop playing footy because there's no women's
league. But also the players that had that gap and came in are now 4 years in.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, more.
It's going to be big. It's going to be huge. What did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say it's another season of Melbourne starting strong and then missing the finals.
Oh, no, that'll happen too.
No, we got
the run into a brick wall
we've
named
got the easier
Geelong.
Conference
that's a given. Yeah, you don't have to worry about the tattoo, to be honest.
Yeah, that tattoo's locked. I'm not worried about my haircut either.
Yeah. Has your brother pledged for both AFL?
He just
w
said if Melbourne win the premiership.
There we go. That's both. That's a pledge.
That's a pledge.
That's another one.
He looks much better with a shaved head than I do.
Just to rewind.
Yeah.
I will shave my head in September if Geelong, the men's team, win, and I will shave my head in March, Rochelle Cranston style, if Geelong women's team win.
Just shave your head in March. Stop adding extra stuff to it. It makes it convoluted.
Well, no.
But we want the one at the end of the year too.
I'm agreeing to both.
Yeah, good for you.
Will you shave your head if both?
Yeah.
Great. Will you? Well,
neither of you have to worry. And you go for a shit team, you don't have to worry either.
I've got the biggest chance in this room.
Yeah, he does.
Of a shaved head.
Oh, no, you don't. Because you know what I was thinking?
You go back to draft. Bald all year.
Yeah, I'm going to be cold all fucking year. And then coming into summertime, pretty good.
Sean the egg boy.
Well, you remember the picture I sent you with Alistair Lynch? The round-faced boy.
Oh, he'll be so round.
Yeah.
Round-faced egghead
That's
boy.
Me.
Does it include beard or just head?
No, it's when I was a kid. Oh, you mean currently?
Yeah.
Just head.
Oh, I'll be just head. Yeah.
Yeah, because the whole
thing. I won't have this for much longer.
No, it looks
I'm
good.
I'm almost
keep
sick
it.
Of it. I'm almost.
All right, keep it.
Nah, it's gone.
Jared McVay style.
It's going.
Go the full Gazza. Go the. No,
actually,
the,
no, I might keep it for the Gazza.
Sean.
I go said the full Jared McVay style.
Full hooli. Full basher. No, Maxi gone, even longer.
Oh, bloody
hell. Open a Jaffel shop in your backyard.
He's so weird.
I love him.
He's great.
How are his Jaffels? Weird. You had them on grand final day.
It was really good. Had a bit of, what do I have, halloumi, something and something else?
Yep.
Yeah. I can't remember what I had. I can't imagine why I don't remember what I ate at the start of the day, though.
Gemma, let's talk about Brisbane.
So have we skipped Adelaide?
Oh, no, go Adelaide.
Because I don't want you guys to get in trouble again.
Nah, whatever. Who cares?
Next week's an apology to Adelaide.
We would never apologize to Adelaide.
No. I would be ruder.
Oh, no. I like the
Adelaide women's team, actually.
Oh, the women's team. Yeah, sorry.
I'm just thinking about that tweet that got sent last week saying, Tom needs to stop talking over me.
It was an email.
Oh, was it?
Jakarta James's email where it was
I thought it was a tweet. I got two tweets last week.
Maybe it was a tweet about it. It was mentioned in the email. Yeah.
To be fair to you, Gemma, I don't just talk over you. I talk over everyone.
Shut up, Tom. Jakarta James tweeted us, by the way, and said apology
accepted.
So
all has been forgiven.
He should apologize for following a shit team.
Oh, we'll have to do another episode about the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Apology number two.
Jakarta James is going to be fired up about this. Yeah. He's a big fan and he lives in Jakarta, so he has to...
Hasn't pledged to shave his head yet, though.
Interesting.
Mm. Almost like he's a big coward. Rather be a talker over than a big soft coward hiding in Indonesia and not shaving my head, James!
This episode has been off the rails for like half an hour.
Yeah. Do you want to go through what you feel?
I love
draft
that I'm
picks
in
and,
charge of this episode now.
You are the resident AFLW. We're idiots.
I know.
Yeah, so we'll chime in.
Sean's
with,
okay.
Hey.
Hang on.
I'll go with it.
Okay. I was going to be like, hey, what have I done? Then just got a flashback of 2 weeks. I've blown my chance to be clever.
The point I was going to make before, though, rewinding back, was I was thinking, you know, Lucy McAvoy obviously didn't end up at Geelong. We got Millie Brown, very good pick. First father-daughter pick. She's a gun. But we basically get a new pick this next season anyway, and we have a fit Nina Morrison playing for us.
Oh, I forgot.
We basically get pick one again.
Bloody hell.
I'm very fucking excited.
If you look back at her stats from that one game she did play, unbelievable.
We're like, at that game. You were at that game.
Yeah, I was in the sun.
I was in the sun.
Yeah. I wasn't in the sun. I was in the shade like a clever boy.
We're not from Geelong. We're better than that.
Ooh.
I don't hate Geelong. I don't know why I'm so antagonistic.
Is that the sound of Terrence and Sexyland revolting? They're coming for you, Joe.
Dad's driving the mobile Sexyland.
I'm friends with your vice captain.
It's true. I was like, Harry Taylor? But no, I'm the women's team.
Harry Taylor is your vice captain?
We have two, yeah.
The milkman.
Our vice captains are Danger and Harry Taylor.
Ugh.
Yeah. It used to just be Harry Taylor.
That's better.
An interesting thing, and also this takes it back into AFLW teams and also to AFLW in general. I'm friends with a staffer for Carlton, and yeah, it's not like that the media just hadn't released when the seasons were coming back. It wasn't a situation where they were like, oh no, we have a feeling preseason will start here. She literally found out like the same time everyone else did. Yeah. And she was like, cool. She was like, it is nice to have a job again, but I was enjoying the break.
Oh, man.
What a mess.
It's good, though, because it's coming back.
Meg Downey, underrated player.
All right.
Rewatched a game yesterday. Reminded me.
So should we go through teams and how they're going to fare 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go for it.
Adelaide.
So Hannah Martin inactive, which hurts them, but getting Ruth Wallace back I think will help. Someone else got injured recently as well and won't be playing.
Well, there's also the question marks over Shear and Phillips.
So their forward line starts to get a little bit worrying, but then you remember that, oh, yeah, Stevie Jean. Stevie Lee.
Stevie J.
Stevie G and Stevie J.
Who is Stevie J? Anyway, she's there and they've got Ponta and they've got all that sort of stuff, but they've severed their ties with NT Thunder as well. So it'll be interesting to see because they're going to start to work with the Gold Coast, I believe.
Which makes sense because it's a lot closer.
Yeah, but why not Brisbane? That's the question.
Yeah, bloody
So that will be interesting to see in the future years because they've got some really good players from NT.
Might have been part of Gold Coast bid was that they would create an academy in the Northern Territory.
Mm.
Yeah, give them that as well.
All right, I'm going to also just throw in something interesting, like just to spice things up a little bit, something different.
Yep.
So rather than predicting like where they're going to finish on the ladder due to conferences or anything, let's just give it a rating out of five. Five would be like, huge premiership chance. One would be huge wooden spoon chance.
Okay.
Five.
Adelaide. Five?
Yeah.
Five.
All right. I'm giving two ratings. Aaron, no.
Every time we introduce something in the show,
I break
it. Tom instantly tries to make it 100% more convoluted.
No, this is simple.
Yeah, pledge to shave your head. Actually, pledge to grow your hair out and become Thor and fly to the moon. Yeah, that'll be something we can all do.
Hey, just because you don't believe...
Shut up, Tom. What are your two ratings?
Okay, five if Aaron Phillips plays. One if Aaron Phillips doesn't play.
Ah, that's ridiculous, Tom.
That is ridiculous.
If Aaron Phillips doesn't play, four.
Yeah, I'm with Sean.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Nah.
I'm trying to make Sean like me. Can you tell?
Or
not working. Just wait till Brisbane, then we'll know.
Counterpoint, have me and Tom just really blown our chances?
What have I done?
That ship sailed long ago.
Tom, listen to, back to the last 16 months of episodes, mate. Four from me, by the way, for Adelaide.
Nah, smart. That's all right. You're...
What? Hey, you've seen our review movies. Oh,
it's fucking ridiculous.
All
right, Brisbane?
Oh, two.
Really?
They're not going to be able to recover. They're like, yeah, did they you are. See their form this year? And they've lost more players.
That's right. They got a lot of heart, though.
I don't know that they'll be able to recover quick
Sean,
enough.
And I hate to bring this up.
Don't bring that up.
Sean.
I don't know what it is, though. What is it?
No, I know what it is. Sean, it's not Sean. Good, mate.
Sean. No. Sean.
No.
You had a lot of heart.
Yeah.
All heart.
I don't know. No.
She left.
I wish her well. Fuck. It's okay.
See, see I have the a new funny thing player. Is, you could be talking about five different players.
Nah, there is. It's,
we know who you're talking about, yeah. But realistically.
Yeah.
No, who was the heart and soul of that club?
Kate.
Well, actually.
And Sam Virgo, probably.
And yeah. Sabrina Frederick. And Leah Kasler, your captain.
Yeah, that one hurt. I mean, when the captain leaves, that
and
sucks.
Jackie Yorston, Jackie played Yorston. Eight tackles on debut. Yep.
The bull, she's gone.
But
and Paige, oh, no, not Paige Parker so much.
You know, he's still there. The other heart and soul of your club.
Wushna.
Wushna.
I'll tell you who my new favourite player is.
Wushna?
She hasn't played yet.
Oh.
Is it the Irish?
It's the Irish girl, Laura O'Dwyer.
Oh.
From County Tipperary.
Because of the video of them picking her up at the airport, she's clearly been on a very long flight.
Oh, that was, how nice was that?
That's great. That was great. Good, yeah.
That's very good.
I'm excited to see her play. Also, oh, shit, the name escapes me. Selena Priest. We just picked her up in the draft. So she played for Brisbane in the first season and then got delisted and sort of has gone away and she fell out of love with the game for like a year and a half, has gone and reinvented herself as like a running half back and they've redrafted her.
Yeah, she looks like an love absolute it. Gun now.
Great story. They played her, I didn't realize this, as a ruck in the first season. She's only like 175 centimetres.
I can actually tell you how many players got redrafted after having been delisted this year.
Second chances. We love that.
Well,
we do love that.
We bloody love it.
We love, and you know what we would love more than a second chance? A third chance.
Yeah.
13 players got redrafted after having been delisted this year.
That's awesome.
That's
massive. Out of 100 players drafted, 47 different clubs of origin. This is just my little stat sheet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is that just the stat sheet you just carry in your pocket?
No, it's the one I posted on Instagram that everyone should follow me.
I think Brisbane, I'd give them
plug there.
I'd give them a four.
No,
I think there's a sneaky chance.
There are two.
There is a chance of a shaved head.
Or actually,
they're in the harder conference.
Brisbane have always been written off, though. Really,
deservedly.
But look at the first two seasons. No one backed them in the first season. Made the grand final.
But last year,
no one thought they could back it up. Made the grand final. Admittedly, didn't win. But then last year, didn't pan out. Next season,
might pan
sky's
out.
Sky's the limit.
No,
Sean,
there's a lot of heart.
Giving you a big three.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I was about to say that Brisbane have kind of the thing going into the season where you've lost so many players that literally anything could happen.
Yeah,
it's a three for me as well.
Hey,
I'm still going two.
Well, yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Some of us believe.
A bit.
You shouldn't.
Who's next?
Carlton.
Carlton.
Oh, there.
Five.
Yeah, five.
Well, four.
Five. Six.
It's a 3.5 from me.
28.
Are you crazy?
A 3.5.
Mostly because you said 5, but you also gave Brisbane a 2, so Sean can't give Carlton a 5.
It's nearly a 4. They'll make finals. They and might go okay. They also might shit the bed. You just don't know. It's a topsy-turvy world.
It's where also, Brisbane, why are we doing this?
Brisbane's doing the double.
No.
We'll count the NEFL team, the triple. It's all happened.
My teams are going to do the double, just at different clubs.
It's not the double.
It's a double for me.
You know what? It's a Gemma special double.
It's a borderline TC double.
How?
You know what? I'm a fan of it though.
How?
The TC double. It's a double.
I haven't turned Gemma, my back on
No.
Team.
It's a double, but you have to call it the TC double.
Why?
It's kind of not.
It's not.
It's actually not.
I'm backpedaling a lot now. It's not.
It would be if Sydney don't had a women's team. Yes, Joel.
What are you going to do when Sydney come in?
Oh, that's a really hard question that I don't want to answer for a few years.
Cross out your Melbourne W tattoo.
No, because
I have one though.
I couldn't bail. Hey,
it's.
I feel
funny.
Like it would be similar to how I follow the men's, but opposite.
So every team, you're back for every team.
No. So they'd be like your Melbourne, your men's Melbourne.
Yeah. So like my team is
So your, your women's team would be Melbourne.
And then my other
and
team
Sydney would
be Sydney.
Like, yeah, oh. Very fond of.
That I think would be it would depend on how I feel when it happens, but I'm very attached to Melbourne.
Cool. And you'll have two more years of just Melbourne to include, like, all three.
Yeah. So I mean, look at this.
Yeah, no, we've seen your wallpaper on your phone. It's beautiful.
But have you seen the number plate on her car?
Yeah, it's a Sydney one. And I've seen the tattoo on her hand.
And the shirt that she's wearing that is Buddy Franklin?
Yes. Do you know what you should do, Gemma?
Just a mess of contradictions.
What? So when we
not
go...
though.
It's literally two things. It's only
a tangled web, Tom.
It's just two interconnected threads wrapped around
together. It's a bloody tangle.
It's all Sydney except for a wallpaper on her phone.
Yeah, small minds get confused, all
right? You know that people just buy me things, right?
That's nice. You get gifts. We also get gifts.
When people don't know what to get me for Christmas or birthday, they just buy me Swans merch.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
You know how much Swans merch I've actually bought for myself? Maybe like two things.
A tattoo?
No, that was paid for by my mom.
Oh, hey.
When I was 18.
I was wrong.
I think if I asked my mom to pay for a tattoo, she'd say, no, also you're out of the will. And I'd be like, that's rough. Also, that's a sad thing to say, mom.
Also, I got the will tattooed on me. I can't be out of it. It costs a lot of money.
They're very off. What were you going to say?
Can't remember.
Speaking of dumb, Collingwood.
One.
They think that they're going to do really well this year.
Daisy
some of their
Pierce.
Fans. And it's
two, I
Daisy
think.
Pierce plays for Melbourne.
Breonna Davies.
Breonna Davies, that's who I meant.
And Chloe Malloy.
Yeah.
They're going to be a bit better, but they're not winning anything.
Two.
I would say three. They're more of a chance than Brisbane are.
That is bullshit.
They're in the easier conference.
Doesn't matter.
And they have a better list.
Conferences don't mean shit.
Have you ever
clashed in Melbourne last year?
Wait. I'll help that statement make more sense.
Thanks.
Conferences don't mean shit once you get to finals.
Correct.
So they...
Yeah, but conferences, you have to make the finals first.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where conferences are going to destroy Brisbane.
Oh, we'll see. Time will tell.
But if Brisbane lift in the conferences, then they've got more of a chance of winning the grand final than if...
Okay, we do.
Collingwood. If both teams
just
make the final...
Except it's not going to happen. Why are you defending him?
Because he believes. He loves Brisbane. They're exciting. They're full of heart.
Hates Collingwood.
Gemma, this show... 2020, war on Collingwood.
Gemma, this show, when has it ever made sense?
That's also true.
My argument before was going to be you were getting like, no, but the logic of it's like, Gemma.
Brisbane.
No, we're not logic.
2020, I've done the math.
Why do you bring me on then?
It stacks up.
Why
so
do you agree?
Our show gets a little bit smarter. The average IQ of this show goes up 100 when you come on the show.
except when you talk about the Melbourne men's team.
Oh my God.
Although this episode, I will say, has been far more chaotic than usual.
That's not on me, that's on you.
Nah, look, that's true.
Yeah, we're in a silly mood.
Oh, we are. I'm so silly, I'm going to give Collingwood a one.
Oh, that's not silly, that's fucking smart.
Nah, look, they'll probably be a three.
They get a three.
I've assessed the numbers. 1.5.
Very good, brave.
Yeah.
It's like he kissed the microphone.
What's the next letter of the alphabet?
It's Freo.
Frio. One. They're in trouble.
Yeah,
they lost too many good players.
Two. Oh.
Actually,
no.
They got Roxy Root. They got
yes.
Roxy
Root.
No.
Tom.
Five. The power of wife.
Actually, you could have said the power of love.
No.
Fucking idiot.
I wanted to rhyme.
But the words were wrong.
No. But he went five. The power of wife. I'll pay it. And in fact, I'll absolutely agree with it.
Yeah.
Five. Freo. Love wins.
Roxy Rue.
Love and Roxy Rue.
I give him a two. Just they're going to struggle. Let's be real.
I'm in the same conferences.
Sydney. West Coast and then five Victorian teams and they have to travel.
Yeah, but you know, love triumphs over adversity.
Yeah.
Five. Yeah. You know what? 10.
I don't agree with that statement. Two.
Oh, I think they'll go 1 and 2 in the Carnlow medal.
Oh.
Yeah. The Carney Medal or what's it called? Have they named it yet?
No.
Oh, well, they should.
It should be called the Phillips Medal, surely, by the time she retires.
It should be called something else. Yeah. I don't know. Leave it for a bit.
The Gemma Medal, named after Gemma. Because I just decided.
Two got drafted.
Gemma Wright?
I meant Gemma Yu, but that's fine.
Gemma Wright and Gemma LaGoya. She's going to be really good.
Gemma Wright plays for Geelong. That's how I know.
Mm. Twin. Someone that plays for North?
Yeah.
Punch Diamonds.
Big twin fights.
That's the third set of twins.
Big fan.
Mm.
Big fan of
you
twins and fights.
A set and now a single.
Oof. It's all happening.
What's that called?
Good luck for
three
my
twins.
Team.
I think
three
we're up
twins.
To Geelong, yeah?
Yes, we are up to Geelong. Yeah. Oh. Tom, take it away.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
2.5.
5.
Oh, I'm sure.
Now, look, I think we're in a harder conference than I think we overachieved last year. I would just like to see, like, Morrison get on the park and play real well. But, hey, you know what? Actually, fuck it. 5. We recruited some guns.
3.
Big fan.
Very optimistic 3.
You didn't Magic overachieve last year. The conference has handed you something that you didn't actually earn.
Yeah, correct.
That's
we overachieved.
That's not overachieving.
We failed up.
That's more like it.
Now, look, I love my team. The big thing to come out of this year is that now that Tim Kelly has left, I wait to see the displacement of numbers, and then I can make my crossover jumper choice.
Yeah, I think I got to go 23.
Yeah, of course you have to go 23. Yeah,
I'm just waiting to see what Ola Odwyer's number is.
Because if it's like the same as Mitch Robinson's.
Oh, imagine. I think someone's already got number 5, though.
Might have been
someone who left,
wasn't
though.
Wasn't that Virgo?
It was.
Oh, Sean.
Nah, they'll give it to Postlewaite.
That's still good.
But that's probably, that could be, bloody hell.
She's pretty aggressive, just like him.
The thing is, Robbo's probably got, 2 years left, whereas Charlie Cameron's got, you would think, 7, hopefully. And Bushner's probably got several as well.
The only thing is it would kill me if, like, Josh Jenkins got number 11.
No, oh, that would be so fun.
I hope it's, like, they give it to Jack Staten. I hope Staten gets the 11.
Just
at least
don't give anyone that.
No, so then I can have, I want a jumper for both.
Because Meg Mack is 11?
Yes.
Okay.
But
what
number I would
is Nina Morrison?
1, isn't
she's 9. Well, 9 could become available because Zach Smith has left. The other option I'm looking at is 6 because that's Jordan Clark. And I believe it's Purcell.
What's Flying Grant?
32.
And who's got that one?
I don't think. Oh, no, I don't think anyone has 32.
Is he going to be right to play this season?
Yeah, why?
After that severe damage to
his throat
neck.
Collapsed.
Hey, Sean, you're on my side
I
over that.
I absolutely am.
Now, look, okay. I'm going to give us a 4.
I give you a 2.
3.
2.5.
We're going to do better than Freo.
Well, you just gave Freo a 5. So.
Yeah, but they have the power of love.
Yeah.
If two Geelong players got married, we'd be 5.
Okay, Tom. Next team would be.
Do you know what I love that we're doing this without looking at the teams?
Yeah, I know. It's clever.
Gold Coast.
It's Gold Coast. The other G team.
1.
4.
0.
3.
But realistically, a 3 probably. Because they've got all.
Yeah, they'll do.
Well, yeah, they're a team. They fall into the same category as a lot of teams this season where it's like they could literally do anything because.
Softer conference.
New team?
No, they're
no,
in the
they're
harder
not. They're in the hard one.
And they have Maddie Prosparkis' girlfriend.
Do they have to play one another?
I love the drama that AFLW may cause. Like, there's going to be so many matchups or, like, teams playing each other where you got, like, sister v sister or girlfriend v girlfriend.
You know that's been happening since year 1, though.
You
right?
know, I know. It's great. It's my favorite thing about the AFLW is testing real-life relationships.
That's your
sport.
Favorite thing?
Yes.
Gold Coast are a 3, I think.
And then Love wins.
And 3 then, also.
Yeah, 3 is good for them.
Next team.
GWS.
Oh.
3 G teams. Almost skipped.
Oh,
2.
Forgot
about the Giants.
2.
2.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the problem, Sean.
Yeah, 2.
2.
And they lost some good players. Emma Swanson's gone.
Mm.
They were really pissed off about her leaving, actually. Maddie Collier's gone, but she was.
They also delisted Courtney Gum, who then got relisted by Adelaide.
No, she retired.
And then came
and
back.
And then said that she would nominate for the Adelaide zone because she didn't want to live away from her family anymore.
I've changed my mind. I'm going to give them a 3. They get an extra 1 for the, I'm assuming the social media team will be on fire again.
Well, they picked up Tate Mackle again, which is good.
Yeah, now the social media team is very good.
All heart, feel good stories up there.
2.5.
2.
I can't remember what I said, but I'm sticking with it. It was either a 2 or a 3. I think I said 2. 2.
Melbourne are next.
4.
Or it depends.
4.
I'm saying 5.
No. It depends if Melbourne are next or if it's because sometimes kangaroos are just called kangaroos. In the,
oh, Jesus Christ.
So
No, they're the Tasmanians, so they're further down.
No, it's actually North Melbourne, Tasmania.
So they're not next, so
but
it's Melbourne
sometimes
next.
On the AFLW fixtures, because North Melbourne
Mate,
has...
No one cares about your fucking team, which you're not going to care about in 12 months' time.
I will die for this club for 1 more year.
Nah, 4.
For Melbourne?
Yep.
Agreed.
Because they're going to have to come up against Geelong in the grand final.
Sorry, can I just just remind everyone who we got in the off season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dave also Pierce is back.
Yeah, she's a gun.
Pierce to Pierce.
Libby yeah. Birch into that back.
Oh, line. Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone's picked up good players, so.
No. Four. Melbourne's winning the flag, just so you'll
know. Yeah, until sure. they run into Carlton. Four.
Yeah, I think.
I'll take that.
I think a four.
Yeah, four. Four's across the board, I think, is the highest this team scored.
Oh, no, I gave a five to Adelaide if Aaron Phillips played.
No, Melbourne's midfield. Tom, have you not listened to anything that's just happened? We've given so many fives. I mean, across the board.
Oh, as in all of us given the same.
Across the board.
Like, as in if we're a board, we're all across it?
Yes, Tom.
Okay.
Melbourne's midfield.
Gemma gave them a five.
No, I Ooh. Lowered it to four.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
I can't remember. Coward it's move. Been so long.
It was like 2 seconds ago.
No, wait, Melbourne, right?
Spending this time year. With you people.
Makes hey. You dumber?
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Next team.
No, Melbourne's midfield, though. Unstoppable, and then you add that back line.
Can
and
I remind you?
Eden Sanka.
That Sean said next team. No, no, I'm kidding. We're kidding.
But you actually said literally the same thing about the men's team last year, that Melbourne's midfield will be unstoppable.
Well, they should have
that
been.
That didn't pan out, though. Darren so that's Burgess, why this is a four.
Darren Burgess is in.
Yeah, but is he taking over the women's team as well? No.
Yes?
Women's team didn't have injury issues.
Oh, fair.
Yep. Just everyone take note. Darren Burgess. Tom McDonald started his preseason early because he's a dumb shit.
The thing, though, you talk about the women's team having a rock, you know, getting Birch in and having a rock solid midfield. That forward line was pretty good, but they were also very good at not kicking straight.
Missing, yeah.
So Kate they got to fix that shit.
But also, Lauren Pierce, having spent this year just playing footy, she's literally just played footy this year, VFLW, and training with Greg Stafford, Max Gorn, like doing all that stuff. She's going to add her to the midfield that she's got. That's going to be.
Yeah. Hey, they're going to win the ball out of the ruck. They're going to kick it into the forward line. They're going to take a beautiful mark and miss.
But I also don't think Daisy Pierce will be playing that much on the ball. I think she'll be playing maybe a half back role instead because they don't need her on the ball with Maddie Gay in.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if Kate Hoare and Eden Zanker, those guys can fix up their kicking in front of goal, Melbourne are going to be unstoppable.
Let's see if that pans out.
North Melbourne?
I mean, fuck you guys.
Rude.
North Fair Melbourne, right. One.
North?
Four.
I think a four.
Yeah, four.
Do you see who they lost in the offseason?
Yeah, but that's the thing. North Melbourne's problem. It was all
stars. They were too stacked last
year. Yeah, like as in.
Now they're regular
culture
stacked.
Culture problems.
Well, they've sorted that out.
Yeah, I just
Have
don't
they? Their
think...
captain is still a dirty player.
What you say? What you say?
The hey. Delayed reaction of that was the best part of it.
Not when I edit it down, so it's a flawless reaction. Yeah,
drop,
I'm
drop
excited.
Knees in.
Look, whatever they want.
Mitch Brown would never do that.
Mitch Brown doesn't have a contract.
Hey guys, remember when we broke Dusha? I think it's happening again.
Oh, no.
Sorry, mate.
Brisbane have one good year.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he'd expect this garbage from me, but not you, Sean.
Oh, sorry, mate.
No, Tom, you would never do this.
No,
you
true.
Love Mitch Brown.
I love Mitch Brown so much.
Sean, the moment he got delisted, dug his heels. He's like, yeah, no, to be expected.
Well, still love him.
Shut up. He doesn't love you back. I've turned my back on you for... I want this to be known that I'm speaking basically over my shoulder at you.
Okay, weird. Footy Dad, stop fighting. Richmond, next team.
There are three to a four just nah. because
they're going to either North Melbourne or Collingwood. Hey, we made a final, man.
No, that's true.
I think people are very much overestimating Richmond.
The only thing that I will say about Richmond is the reason why it's a three to a four for me is because they are being favoured very highly by the fixture and
yeah, they are.
It's yeah, fun. See,
see it's, that helps them.
Yeah, I'll give them a four.
It's less
no,
that
still
I.
Still a two. Fuck him.
I respect that too. Sean, I'm still not looking at you.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
This is a better view.
Shut up. Next team, Sean. Who is it? Yeah, you're on the spot.
St. Kilda.
St. Kilda.
It's hard to not look at people that are sitting on both sides of the room.
Hey, just look at me.
Yeah, look at Tom.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
This is better.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
Give him a wink.
St. Kilda, four.
Oh, that's good.
St. Kilda, four?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. 4 or 5.
Just quietly, their draft was unbelievably good.
They did that thing where they just quietly went, they didn't do like a big, we're going to sign all these big names. They just quietly put together a team that Moneyball. On paper is, yeah, they've moneyballed a team. Their VFL women's team was very solid.
And they have Patrick Hill as an assistant coach. So they've got a bunch of Hawthorn VFLW players that are very, very good in there that have a connection with him. They have Peter Searle as their head coach, who's crazy good. And they just quietly got Georgia Patrikios, who's going to be the rising star behind Lucy McAvoy.
Hey, is Morrison still eligible for the rising star?
I don't know what the rules are in the women's.
Because she should be.
Well, she already got a nomination.
Yeah, she'd get another
double,
one.
Double, though, I think.
I know in the men's you can. I don't know what the rules are in the women's.
She played one game, got a nomination, and then didn't play again.
It's interesting that St. Kilda AFLW team just went about it in the draft. Reminds me very much of another team that recently did the same thing in the draft.
Different situation, though.
Which was the AFLM St. Kilda Football Club.
Yeah, but the team management was garbage.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, I thought you were referencing what Geelong did to Bill Daly's last year.
No. Well, we picked.
What are you referencing though? I didn't.
We've done the draft, same thing this year. We've recruited.
Oh yeah, trade. Now. Sorry.
So it's a completely. It's like it's the opposite.
Exactly opposite situation.
Yeah.
So they just went about it in the trade period, not the draft. My apologies.
Also, the Saints social media team is very good,
compared to Essendon's.
Mission accomplished.
Who literally just antagonize everyone?
Yeah, that's what they do. They know what their role is.
The thing is, they've gone to be the villains of the AFL, said that there was no room for like nice boys in the team, and I guess
Mitch
there
Brown.
Was an obvious casualty in that.
Mm.
I like to think he went to Dodoro and said, "Set Joey free."
And Dodoro went, "You're out."
Dodoro's like, "I'll set you free in a minute."
He's like, "Yeah, fine. Let me go. Send let me that boy go too.
Send me to football heaven
so I can curse you and your garbage team."
No, what actually happened? He pretended to be Joe with the mustache, went up there because didn't you hear when Tomlinson saw Joe Danaher outside Tom Harley's house, Danaher was wearing a hat and a hoodie? It was Mitch Brown. He started all the havoc. And now when they found that out, he got delisted.
That makes
– He was going for Sydney mums.
Branching out. Joe's happy where he is. And he's going to kick 75 goals.
Wanted to distract – Essendon for the trade period, so they did dick all except get Andrew Phillips in.
This is interesting. It's interesting. It's hard. It's hard to be me now, currently.
I can imagine.
I reckon Brisbane would give Mitch Brown a contract if he changed his first name to Cameron.
Cameron Brown.
Yeah.
Well, that would probably suit him.
Yeah.
He's a bit of, Cam Brown.
Yeah, mate. Team of Cams. All forward line. It's happening. Get Jezza next year.
Mitch Brown, like his name, the name Mitch suits Mitch Brown. But
or
the name,
do you want Mitch Cameron?
Oh, two first names is fucking insane. No. He goes for all in. He changes his name to Cameron.
What about Cam Cameron?
Fuck, that's good.
No. Sean changes his name to Cameron Charles.
Are there any Camerons in the AFLW? As in first name Cameron?
No.
Need to work on that. What is it, West Coast and Western Bulldogs?
Yeah.
West Coast 4, Western Bulldogs 2.
Doing that thing again where we rush them.
It's because they're the last of the alphabet.
Time management, fuck. I don't know how I feel about the Dogs. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'll give them a 3, I think.
Yeah, they could go either way. Like, they are the team that... to me, that could absolutely either smash everything or just
implode.
Capitulate. Yeah.
Yeah, look, 2 or 3, and West Coast have taken too many of Freo's good players to not be any good and have picked up some pretty handy
Chantel
players.
Chantel Pereira, watch out for her.
I think so, West Coast will win the finals.
Yeah.
4.
4, yep.
West Coast, Melbourne, and Carlton for that conference.
Fair enough.
Hey. Oh, no,
there's
wait.
There's 3 from each. So does everyone know how the finals work?
Yeah, it's like
3 from each.
The top two teams from each conference get a week off in the first week.
Yeah. Yep. And then
3 weeks of finals.
A2 plays B3 and vice versa.
Yep.
And then the winners of those play the opposite.
Winners of the other conferences.
Well, the ones that had the week off.
Yep.
It's going to be exciting.
How good's a sold out Gabba going to be on grand final day?
Can't wait for grand finals to be back at Cadinia Park.
Casey Fields.
Oh, it wouldn't be, would it?
No, it wouldn't be.
They played at Icon Park if it was in Melbourne, yeah? Yep.
That's huge.
Casey Fields is so far away. It's fucked.
The AFLW season is looking like it's going to be very exciting.
February 7th, everyone mark it in their diaries.
Put it in your calendars. See you there.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, Tom.
Yes.
This is something you want to ask me?
Are you okay about Mitch Brown?
No and no.
What did you have for lunch today?
Pizza.
That's a good lunch.
What flavor?
Hey, dude, should we go on the emails?
Yes. We've actually got a couple of emails.
I killed Sean.
Sean's deaf. Jem was about to say something before you screamed that as well. So everyone was just like, whoa.
I don't remember what I was going to say. Yeah. It's destroyed my head.
Classic Tom cutting Jem off.
Hey, I cut everybody off.
You literally did. You silenced the room. So we've got a couple of emails, and there's a general theme to all of them. The subject for all of them includes the phrase, I pledge for.
Yes.
Yes. Let's start the tally.
I love it.
So up top, we've got Jason. I pledge for Carlton, plus a How Good's footy tattoo.
Oh.
Cheers, Jason.
I'm just going to put him in here.
Jason, bloody hell.
Jason, we love Jason. He's been
you
on the show.
Guys know Jason.
Yeah, been on the show. I've hung out with Jason a few times. It's good.
I heard about that, actually.
This is good.
Then we've got Brandon, who we met at the grand final.
Canadian Brandon.
Brandon Beautiful. From Oi Blokes. It says Oi Blokes, but he didn't know Gemma was going to be here. So, Gemma, you're included
Fuck
in that.
You.
Whoa.
Hey.
Brandon's a lovely man.
I haven't met him, so I wouldn't know.
Ooh. He's also from Canada, which is where Mike Pike is from. So, he should have an affinity for
and
him. Mike Pike, who's scored a try against France in the Rugby World Cup.
That's that Mike Pike.
It's true.
It's true.
I just got back from my vacation. Thanks for taking the time out of your grand final day to chat with me. It was a highlight of my trip. I would love to pledge to shave my head if the Eagles win the grand final in 2020. My only issue is I'm quite follically challenged. I'm willing to discuss what I would need to do if Eagles win, but I would put forward get an Eagles tattoo on a readily visible part of my body, i.e. wrist or arm, if they win the grannie in 2020.
And
I can't see my wife not agreeing to that. Cheers, Brandon. It was lovely to meet you too, Brandon.
Send us that photo too, Brandon.
Brandon.
From the grand
You're follically challenged, but I've seen your wife. She has long hair. Make your wife pledge. Wife pledge.
Love putting people's heads on the chopping block,
I'd prefer
you?
The head shave to the tattoo. The tattoo is bold, though, if you want to get one.
Yeah, well,
he
can't shave his head because he already has.
Shave your wife's head.
Get a tattoo.
Tattoo's good.
Tattoo's
That'll
good.
Count as a pledge.
Yeah.
Yep.
The bars from both of you of what a pledge is.
No, that's a pledge.
Sean, I'll agree, but I Thank like that calmly. Like if people go too far, you're like, nah, that's not what we want. Where Tom's like, if John bloody win the grand final, I'm going to space in a fucking rowing boat.
He's off the chain. I feel like if someone writes in and says, I want a pledge, I want to get behind it, don't have hair or some situation like that, or have really long hair, it took me years to grow it, get fucked, I'm not shaving it, tattoo is okay, I think.
Well,
case by case basis.
Sorry, yeah. Tattoo is a bigger deal than a head shave.
It is. That's why there's respect.
So it's funny that you bring up long hair because this is an email from Kyle.
Yeah.
I pledge to shave off the dreads I've had for 8 years if the Lions win.
Oh, I love it.
That's a sure thing, Kyle. You're in trouble, mate. And
fuck it up.
I have a Sans Pants Radio tattoo, so you know I'm dumb enough to do it.
Oh my god, he is.
Sleeping Lions Roar.
Oh,
how good.
Fuck, that's good.
The look of disapproval from Gemma right now is...
Kyle, where are you based? If you're Melbourne based, I look forward to cutting that hair. In fact, I'll pledge this. Brisbane win the flag. If Kyle lives in Brisbane, I'll fly to Brisbane and cut his hair. He's in trouble. But it's the best kind of trouble.
Oh. All right. We've also had a few people tweet in that they're going to pledge. So just...
Do you approve, Gemma?
Of what?
Any of this? Because you have a face that looks like my mum's face when I do stuff.
I'm not going to say what I'm thinking.
Nah,
I don't want to offend your listeners.
I think we've got about 13 or 14 pledges.
I'm just looking
so
at the list. Sean?
Yeah.
This list that you handed me of pledges, is a name missing?
It's incomplete, I think.
Yeah, it is incomplete.
We've got Kyle.
Well, no, I've added Kyle. But
have you got me? Put me down.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not on here, mate.
Mate, put me down. I've confirmed it on air. That's happening.
Sean.
Yep.
Carney.
Yes.
Brisbane.
Yep.
I need to add your brother, Gemma. What's your brother's name?
Alexander.
Great. He's on here. And
Melbourne.
And I'll write both.
Don't think we've got a Collingwood yet.
I'm writing your name.
Tried to convince my friend Danny, who is a Collingwood supporter, to go for it. She was not having a bar of it, though. Disappointing.
So we've also got a tweet from Louie. I pledge to shave my head in exchange for an invite to Jacob's wedding if Hawthorn win the flag in 2020. Look forward to being bald in October next year. And he included a photo. That's a lot of hair.
That's a big lot
that's
of hair.
That's a lot of hair. And you know what? I'll take it up with my brother.
I think you confirmed last week that would happen. So that's a lock. That's a done deal.
What, if you shave your head, you come as my plus one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you did actually.
We've got...
had to listen to the end of the episode
yeah.
earlier today.
And if there's multiple from one team, there will be a bachelor rose type situation.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Will you be Usher? Sure.
I mean, obviously.
Will you be the host?
If Brisbane win, I'm in the running for an invite to a wedding that I frankly should have had an invite to anyway. We're very bummed out.
Yeah.
Were there any more pledges so far?
Yeah, so we got a few more. I'm just making sure I don't miss any.
I believe Matt's dad is in on it.
Yeah, so Matt.
Les?
Yep, Matt Smolden. His dad, Les, has pledged. This is a bit different of a pledge, but we've got Matty P, who is growing a mustache not only for Movember, but also Mitch Brown.
Now, good.
That's nice.
It's a good pledge.
Yep.
Now, these are good. Keep these pledges coming. We'll try to reply to the ones that have come through on Twitter.
Oh, this is coming in fresh and hot. Charlie. Oh. 40 minutes ago, has anyone pledged to shave their head if Eagles win next year? I'm going to reply right now. Charlie, they have.
But so can you.
But we're taking this as you have to.
Charlie,
they Eagles. Have. But now you have to.
Brilliant.
So if you want to let us know who you're pledging to shave your head for, or if you want to send an email to Gemma to ask her an actual question about the women's comp coming up and get an actual intelligent response instead of the garbage that we provide.
Just tweet at me instead of email.
Yeah, correct. You can email us pledges to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com
mm-hmm.
or tweet us at howgoodsfooty
or individually. Use the hashtag howgoodsapledge.
Howgoodsapledge. Hashtag howgoodsapledge at howgoodsfooty and individually I'm at Awkward Trade.
I'm at Psychic of Dowie.
I'm at Douche13.
And email tweet Gemma at
GL Bastiani.
Yes.
And or
Play on Radio Melbourne.
Which is?
The radio station you guys are on.
Correct.
And?
What time is the show on?
I'm officially unemployed now.
Hey!
After last time.
So, yeah.
So, again, if anyone that's got any jobs go.
In what field?
I'm only half joking.
Or any field?
Any field?
Any field?
Musical footy?
Tomato field, corn field, wine field, big field.
Wine field?
What are they called? Wineries. Oh, no.
Wine fields.
Wait, they fucked up. They could have called it a grape field and they called it a vineyard.
Tom.
Yeah. Called it a vineyard.
Tom.
Can I go home now?
I think it's time for you to go home.
Yeah, I think it is.
Thank you so much, Gemma, for coming on again. And sorry that we just spent the last hour and a half just screaming. But you got to yell too, so that's good. All having a yell.
You guys bring me down. You make me a worse person.
Oh, okay, that's all right. No. I thought you meant bring you down emotionally. I was like, oh, God.
I'm going to feel guilty about this all day now.
Why?
I said some mean things.
You know what will relieve some guilt? A pledge.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.